Amen. Amen. Abusia never knew you saw a Hana. Hallelujah. Amen. So when you are Japa, so a ha, me patcha unia, or Tibun chain, Miss Row catching is me doll. Tell him I love you. Me patcha me hinning, you know, dear one come. Dear one come, you hinning, you know. Tell him I love you. In the name of Jesus. Hey, ebi mo a mi hwa mo ebi mo nkan yo. Hallelujah. Amen. Eba un chomba ma mi kwa na mi suma ka kire mi yire say I love you. Mama filo. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Odomoroso. Children, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we pray in the name of Jesus, any spirit of God that tries, oh Lord, to subject, oh God, and deny the power of your word. We come against those spirits, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let your word come forth, oh God, always in the name of Jesus. And let your word change lives in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And asama ya papa nom enam onyankopon nam yempanyifo so dia maye ne eye God's love and the church tradition. God's love and church tradition. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oda sam de nika eden so edu ba bia na eden unza. But the most joyful thing is talking about the love of God. Everybody have a love story. Everybody. There's a story of love that you can share. And if we have to give room for everybody to share their love stories, it's going to be a wonderful time It's going to be a time of enjoyment. It's going to be a time of reflection. It's going to be a time of pain, because some people have gone through some painful love experiences. And so if we have to give room for all these experiences to be shared, then it's going to be mixed feelings. But there's nothing as lovely as the love of God. Hallelujah. Our English language is limited in terms of love. We use the word love as a catch for all many different feelings, as I've said. We love ideas. We love beauty. We love countries. We love hometowns. We love pets. We love colors. We love flavors. We love songs. We love poems. We love books and many, many more. But, you know, we love a lot of things, you know. But for me, I love my wife. Hallelujah. I join you. Praise the Lord. I love soccer. And to be more precise, Chelsea. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love music. And especially gospel music. I love my home. I love my children. I love my job to preach the word of God. And I love everything about God. But the greatest love that I have is that I love Jesus. Hallelujah. And I believe you also love Jesus the same. Praise the Lord. Since we use the same word to express all these different emotions, we depend a lot upon the people who hear us to pull these words through the filter of understanding and to arrive at a correct conclusion. Hallelujah. It's an say ye de tima bebre ye can't don't want some tima bebre woman. We put most focus on the people that are speaking these words. Hallelujah. Anything I worry about me ye bibi be basabi only because obanin tanka I love you. Oh, aha, sir, since I was doing, I will use you, dear. Amen. May we all be animal. Timo be an cassa, make a hand and praise the Lord. And now, bear my name, tank, cassa, I love you. Hallelujah. Men's fellowship, may we all be animal. Praise the Lord. May the Lord touch you to always express your love to your partner in the name of Jesus. I trust you take these words and reach a very wonderful conclusion. Hallelujah. And what are traditions? The etymology of the word tradition is mixed. It is derived from the Latin word traditor, from which we get the English word trader, tradition, or a traitor. Amamre, anan shishaye, culture. And traitor is evil. So the etymology of the word tradition from the Greek word or from the Latin word can mean all these three things. Which one are we using in the church? In turn, the Greek word causes the paradimony. It is formed related to the noun the paradosis, which means a collection of doctrines or a collection of traditions. It is used positively, but sometimes the church can use it negatively. However, in the text that we read, we saw that it was a positive thing, but the church tried to turn it into a negative connotation. And I will get into that very soon. Jesus came
and was born into the tradition of the Pharisees. The tradition of the Pharisees was meant to separate them from the inroads of the Greek pagan culture. The very word Pharisee came from a Hebrew word which means to separate. So the tradition in which Jesus was born into was to, that is the tradition of the Pharisees, was to separate themselves. The idea of distancing oneself from the Greek culture, which would seem to be a good thing. After all, John tells us to love the world. John tells us not to love the world and the things of the world. So Christians are called to separate themselves from pagan things or from the worldly things. But one should note that the Pharisees held the scripture, that is the Old Testament, in very high regard. Ebusia, yewu Kristo tu Farisi, amaniemu, eniyomu amamremu senyomu ye niemabi. Hallelujah. Eni ti oba ye no na omunshisheye bi ni adia ewo ho. Na ewo senke ye adia ebe boa emanyamia sematre. Nenso empenyifu ane wo ho sabre no Farisifu no. Emma Kristo ba oba ye no ebe dani bibi. Emma nipa bebre efa ohaw bebre mu esan se na omufriu se enshisheye eda ho. Ana se amani eda ho, ana amamre eda ho no. Kristo ba esa wo besisa no. Enti esan se wo ba esa wo besisa o madwini ye ombo se wo ba esa wo besisa ne enti. Wom se wo se nkomo gi na ana se wo se nkomo gi no no. Omo ye den, omo po no. Hallelujah. Many of these traditions were created as a means of keeping the scripture. As a means of keeping the words of scripture. Now, omunshishaye wa honi se, ube suya nyamiya semnuba rini baba egu utrim. They considered their teaching as a hedge around the law. If one kept the tradition of the elders, they were keeping the law as well. The elders were held in high regard. And scripture affirms that we are to honor our father and our mother, as the law said. The law said. But we must remember, and the church should remember, that Jesus is the Son of God. And as the Son of God, he was the one who detected these same words that the Pharisees thought they were teaching fellow generations. So he was the author of the scriptures for which they thought they were defending so much. Alongside the Father and the Holy Spirit, he has the sole right to determine the meaning of the word. Hallelujah. To determine the meaning of the text. Where there is conflict over interpretation, we must remember that the interpretation of Jesus Christ is the only one that stands. Any tradition that is otherwise based is wrong and should be attacked. Jesus had a better interpretation of the law more than all of them, but they didn't know that. His interpretation challenged their character as leaders and not their position. The law created a form of a position for the Pharisees, and they defended the position of the culture, defended the position of those, what do you call it, traditions. But what were their character? The interpretation of Jesus challenged their hearts, and not how good they were in memorizing the word. Hallelujah. The interpretation of Jesus challenged their response to him, and not their response to the law. Hallelujah. Sometimes, if we are not careful, we will use traditions to create a response to the Presbyterian tradition instead of using it to respond to Jesus Christ. It is not just the Presbyterian tradition. We know we have many traditions. There are cans, you see that the Queen Mother of the Ashanti Kingdom has passed, and you see all these traditional things that they are doing, how they come to greet the king, and all the things they are doing. There are many traditions, but the church has a tradition also. The tradition of the church is very important because it helps to build some form of order. It helps to build some form of walls around certain things, but it should not, and I repeat, should not overrule the love of Jesus. Hallelujah. So we can see here that if tradition from wherever we are coming from is not managed very well, tradition can become evil. And it can teach something different from the scripture. Like we have already mentioned, that scripture teaches us tradition rightly, but it should teach us to use it in its right place. Hallelujah. I was a man yene a mamre ya shisha se Presbyterian for if a mini Presbyterian for na ekasa I was a san shisha nyina no e bu ase de beya e ba ma ya ti Christ asiye. Hallelujah. I love this man, John Wesley. John Wesley held the value of tradition. John Wesley is the started the Methodist Church. But he valued the tradition that he had come, or the tradition that he had created. But he did something. An author, Albert Outler, later described this as part of Wesleyan criteria. That John Wesley said that one should know Wesley put the scripture first. He always said that irrespective of the tradition that I have come or the tradition that I want to follow, the scripture should be first. So he called himself a man of one book. Hallelujah. So there's always a conflict of understanding or misunderstanding when we had to follow tradition. Hallelujah. There's a lot in the tradition, the Basel Mission, the Protestantism, and all that. For the sake of time, I don't think I will be able to go through all of that. But let's come to the PCG tradition, the Basel Mission. They made a deep impression in Ghanaians. We had a tradition when it came, the Akans, the Kwaus, and all that. But they were able to use the word to mix tradition. And through that, they did a lot. They were able to give us vocational education, and drive us for some social services and agriculture. The Basel Mission emphasized on Ghanaian vernacular languages. Abusuamo baye no omede nya kupon asam ebeye den omede besu omo buaye ngo emayasem no ana se ya language vernacular eh ano kra kan say ya kasa aha Kwaukasa, Fantikasa, ni adie nyina, they helped really expand it. And that is why we have the Bible reading in Chi. That is why we have the Bible reading in Ga, because they translated all these, the word of God into all these languages. And then they said that the reformed is always reforming. Hallelujah. But, the Bible tells us that God is love, and that I am to love the Lord with God all my heart. It tells me to love myself. It tells me to love my neighbor. It tells me to love even my enemies. Hallelujah. So this is where our third Bible reading lead us into. Hallelujah. Yeno erade, yen fa yakuma munina enye den, eno erade, hallelujah. So from our third Bible reading, we can see how tradition was trying to create pain for somebody. This woman that had been bound by evil spirits. This woman that was crippled. This woman that could not do anything for 18 solid years. Hallelujah. This woman was suffering. So many churches are concerned about name and things like that, but they are not concerned about the condition of the people that are in the church. This woman was in pain. This woman could not. Bible verse. No? It was very, very sad. Bible verse, they say, na ontumi anyadan empegani mu for 18 solid years. She couldn't raise or she couldn't lift herself up. Verse 11, no? Or say, and a woman was there who had been crippled by the spirit for 18 years. She was bent over and could not straighten up at all for 18 years. Abusia, 18 years, mami intimi renanim. 18 years, obienania, ne naipe no, hallelujah. 18 years, oh my God, this woman was suffering. And Jesus had compassion. The love of God came to visit this woman at the time when Jesus was there. I have come with good news to you that irrespective of what you are going through, irrespective of how many years you've gone through those things, the love of God has come to visit you today in the name of Jesus. Sẹ́ni ẹ̀nyàmẹ́ dọ́, Kristo dọ́, ẹ̀yí màmí frí ọ̀háwùmù nù, Kristo dọ́ nù, ẹ̀yí wù frí sàháwùmù nù, ẹ̀wọ̀ Yesu Kristo dínimù. She could not lift her head up. She could not look up. Ọ̀ntumí mpẹja nẹni ẹ̀rẹ́sùrù. Sẹ ọ̀pẹ̀sẹ̀ ọ̀ṣirẹ̀ nyankó pọ̀nkura náà, ọ̀ntumí mpẹja nẹmu, ẹ̀fìrìsọ̀ yadé, ẹ̀bùsíà. Oh my God, there are certain things that are happening so much to you that you can't even lift up your eyes and even cry to God. But today, I come to you and I say that the love of God has come to visit you and you will be able to lift up your eyes and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. She could not stand up. It was impossible for her to look up. She could not see what was above her. Hallelujah. It's a painful position to be in. All she could see was what was beneath her. Hallelujah. She could not see the sky, but could only see the sun. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Christo don mesra unso. Ebo Yesu Christo demo. She could not see the greatness of God, but all she saw was the ground. I don't know what you're going through, but I'm here to tell you that the love of God is here to visit you in the name of Jesus. Some churches are like that, just like today. All we can see is the footsteps, what we have done and what we have accomplished. We cannot see what is ahead of us. People in the church, some people are going through so much that all they can see is the pain from the past. They can't see the joy that is ahead of them. Today, I pray in the name of Jesus. So, would that now I genie will die in ya, a ya, never turn ya, me bomb power, yes, you demo, or yami donna, a sunny sun in yamano, embra mesra when that now was who and shira, rade, abama, a dawanim dach, hallelujah. We are just walking around, we are bent and bowed like this woman. Pain running through our minds, pain running through our hearts. The disappointments of the past is all that we see. We don't see the joy that is ahead of us in the name of Jesus. But we have read and we have heard people saying that, oh, at the end of the tunnel there's light. But this woman could not even see the light. She was in so much pain. She couldn't even see the light at the end of the tunnel. The bumpire catcher rather say, "Oh, how be a catawani? Ah, Emma Wuhu onyame kesi yo. Onyame don mesrao. Emesrao usronkona wuhu se ampa Christosun. Hallelujah. May the power of God, as we read in the Bible studies, come and visit you so that you see that, yes, God is good. Hallelujah. May the Lord do a miracle for you that you will scream, oh God, you are good, in the name of Jesus. Maye yire munyame 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 eh ratu chom eh ratadaye tosu was healed by Jesus. She praised Jesus. Hallelujah. This is the first account in the Bible that says that the woman praised Jesus after she had encountered the love of Christ, after she had encountered the power of Christ, after she had encountered the healing of Christ. I pray in the name of Jesus that may you encounter the same love, may you encounter the same thing in the name of Jesus, that you will sing the same song that this woman sang in the name of Jesus. Munyame. And so we move, jammy. Naminka, if you said, radia your door, so hallelujah. May that be your testimony today in the name of Jesus. May that be your testimony today in the name of Jesus. I am speaking to somebody today that your testimony is about to happen and you will sing this song in the name of Jesus. Nyamia sam emakwa, nyamia sam baye juma, and it is so nyamia sumami semekana sam cherwa, me katra wa Yesu Christo dream say wa dance here ba. Now so better sa anyum no. Hallelujah. Me say asem na anya wudenti wan ka amen. Asem na anya wudenti wan ka amen. E bia na adansue ne hunhu ne kese. Hallelujah. Hey, my God. The afflictions of this woman was taken away by one word of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And mu na eradia ye ade kasiye sei na fe na farasifo no en na wama titin chano en se se kra de em se wa kofa baby ana se wo ko huma lambi ana se wo ko ye bibi hey eradin come on ntum wo yesu di mu e wo Jesus di mu jami na minyi me eradia ye mi na minim de anyame aye mi na minim babia na me da mi na minim amana na me shemu na wo nyame abayi mi afri mu jami mu. Say whatever you will say. But I'm here to praise my God. In the name of Jesus. You have traditions in your mind. You have things in your mind. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Wouldn't name the obi fam, wouldn't name a subia will be soon. And to a bassory damn non in Amha, ne yen say, one more damn my Yesua, one name the one name, one name the Yesua, yeah. Our Jesus,
amen, amen, amen.
Jano, don't you name ya, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Jano, no, 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 no ni su ana wo sunu wa hu ni su mi ana for the world. You had no idea what this person was going through. And if God has heard the cry, and if God has heard his cry in the name of Jesus, leave that person alone in the name of Jesus. They followed tradition so much that they disobeyed the word. They forgot that Jesus was the word in the name of Jesus. They followed tradition so much that they ignored the word. They followed tradition so much that they falsely accused the word. Christo naka bribia guma bra bosso mama bra bwabe dru sabre. False accusation. And as I say, malam bino kohuno. Ne bra mi suno. I don't know anka se sun we di malam bino kohuno. Hallelujah. They maltreated the word. Say Christo, aye bribia mawa wudanya miasino. You receive maltreatment out of what? May the love of God come and visit you. They crucified the word because of tradition. Hallelujah. Woman they come yes, and it's the word has come to visit you. The word has granted you a great testimony. And then that is where you receive a lot of crucifixion. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They didn't believe the word, even though the word was with them. There are certain people among us that even when God has done great things for you, they will not believe it. And so what you are sorry them. When you need say, Satan see a free radio hall. Hallelujah. And they persecuted the word. God's love never runs dry. It is everlasting. Say Christo cast odowa fi bo. Nipa dowa odowu kosi baby. Odowu kopem ge obetimi ayama no. Say wontimi ye biama odona san. But the love of God is everlasting. And it is a Christo do be srawo no ye ade pabi ma en tie de nipa kan every say Christo do no e ti ase da obekoso srawo da obekoso peja wo da e wo yesu di mo nan ka ba mi we de nko ne hwan se ne ono so aba bible mu na echirima e ye den e kinkan ne ho asem. Hallelujah. Christo do no be sra no na Christo do na be sra no nti Yabekan no ho asem a kopim se Kristo besan ya ba. Ewrade nya o sawo Yesu di mo. Ewrade nya o sawo Yesu di mo. Ewrade nya o sawo Yesu di mo. God's love is very assuring. It will never let you down. Ewrade asem ewrade do e ma we nim ngwase da. Ewo Yesu di mo. Fa wo ho to ewrade do so. Kristo do wo en fa ho de ni pe ka fa wo ho. Christo do. Hallelujah. Ah, semi wanyo obedient wanka. Amen. Me see, Christo do. The Lord loves you. Forget about the things you've done in the past. Forget about everything that is going on. Me see, one day recently we met a white woman and we were talking, and this woman was sharing her testimony. Name my mama Emilia and I'm. And the woman was sharing her testimony. The testimony was so profound that Mama Emilia started crying. Because they rejected Christ. They rejected God. There was no way. But God had a way to find them. And God had a way to express his love to them. God's love is eternal. It has no beginning and it has no end. Or do a Christo di dono atun chada ewo Yesu di mo mani panka unwa sem yina Christo dono na ni dono atun chada ewo Yesu di mo. God's love is gracious. It is free. Wunti ahe. Mami no tia baby. Wunti ahe. Hallelujah. It is free. God's love is transformative. Christo dono as a son yema. It changes life. This woman's life was changed from a nobody to a somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody nekradie me. I don't think a somebody is a good word to describe her, because now generations are reading about her. Then suno shebonka bimu. I know to me pejanum for 18 years. May the love of God transform you in the name of Jesus. Transform you from somebody who is in darkness to somebody who has seen the light in the name of Jesus. May radi anase eradi nyama nipa nyina hu se wa hu han bi. Hallelujah. You have seen a light. God's love is faithful. It is faithful. It can be trusted. A new hammer. God's love is forgiving. It extends to those who have sinned. Abusia, wo ye boni akorade ho panichaw wadi bechaw if you saw do. Hallelujah. Nipam fan chaw, tradition fan chaw. Hallelujah. In those days, those traditions, we remember that of the woman that sinned, that they were ready to stone her. And Jesus said that, wow, when you're born down to Ubu first. Hallelujah. The love of Christ is ready to forgive all sins. God's love is compassionate. It is full of empathy and understanding. Hallelujah. Christ understands everything that you're going through. And in the right time, he will speak. Hallelujah. God's love is unconditional. It is not based on merit or performance. It's unconditional. And it's a way of breathing. And sana, why are they, when you're a Christo dog, it is unconditional. God's love is holy. It is pure. And it is set apart from worldly things. I come to you today and I bring you God's love. I bring you the love that is able to transform. The love that is gracious. The love that is eternal. The love that is faithful, the love that is forgiving, the love that is compassionate, the love that is unconditional, the love that is so assuring, and the love that is so holy. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. And so from what we started with, we're going to do it again. Tell the person that sit beside you that I love you, but God loves you more. Me do nansu Christo do pa. I love you, but God loves you the more. I love you, but God loves you the more. The love of God is here to visit you in the name of Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Into your door, Morosona.
As the song is going on, pray and ask God that let your love visit me. Let your love visit me. Let your love visit me. A radio will don't make you hear me. A radio will don't make you hear me. I will yes to thee. Pray that whole sacabrea. Yandelebe se kayalalaba. Y cabo sanda yade pray. Bompaye. Rose cabro cabayadelebe. Let your love visit me. Let your love visit me. As you visited that of the woman. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let your love visit my children. Let your love visit my family. Let your love visit my ministry. Let your love visit my calling. Let your love visit the church. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes, to them. Eradi abompae we yesudim no dawase. Amen. Ye dawase ma odo a wo de do yen. Odo a enhwe de nipa ka. Odo a enhwe de nipa ye. Nenso odo a Eradi enhwe de yempo ye. We thank you for such a love, such great love that you have demonstrated unto us. And we pray in the name of Jesus that even as your word has come forth, let your love be manifested again in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. This week, may we experience a touch of your love. In the name of Jesus. This week, may our children experience a touch of your love. In the mighty name of Jesus. This week, wherever we find ourselves, may we experience a touch of your love. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. 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 Amen.